Following international pressure, the Sri Lankan government today stopped airstrikes and artillery attacks in its war against the Tamil Tiger rebels. Calling the situation in the north a catastrophe for children, the United Nations Children's Fund says that tens of thousands of civilians, including a large number of children, are still trapped in the north. The communication chief for UNICEF in Sri Lanka, James Elder, says that in addition to being caught in the crossfire, those trapped behind the lines also desperately lack food, water, and basic medical supplies.
These people have done everything humanly possible to stay alive. Sadly, we do know that hundreds of children have been killed just in the last few months. This is a situation that has gone from bad to worse to absolutely deathly. To give you some context, as you well know, that these are children and their families who have been displaced time and time again, up to 10 or 12 times over the past year, each time fleeing fighting, enduring situations that no child should have to experience, running out of food, losing the chance to go to school, sometimes seeing a family member or a neighbour killed, spending days and nights end on end in shallow, inadequate bunkers. These people and their families have fled and fled, and they are now at a point where they can flee no longer. They have nowhere else to escape to. So we have a situation now where there is still tens of thousands of civilians, including a very large number of children, whilst, as you say, it's a very small space around maybe 8 square kilometres, say 5 square miles. There are tens of thousands of civilians there, including, as I say, a lot of children. And they've basically been living through an unimaginable hell. And they're now caught in the final intense stages of a war. And UNICEF holds a very, very grave fear for their safety. They are being caught in a crossfire, and beyond the threat to them by the competing military aims of the LTG and the government is that there is a grave lack of food, water, and the most basic medicines like antibiotics and anesthetics.